All right, Chevron, we're back in the Oilam HaChesed with all our Heilige Heilige friends. As we grow together, we strive together, we schwitz and grind together. La'asos Chesed b'simcha, to do Chesed with happiness. To do Chesed with happiness. So let's get going. Hivadalayah, we brought in the Oilam HaSimcha, et divrei ha'orcho tzadikim. Shekol ha'osem mitzvah b'simcha. Whoever does a mitzvah with happiness, yesh lo schar elef yados, has 1,000 times more reward, yoter mimisha ha-mitzvos alav l'masa, 1,000 times more than somebody who the mitzvos that are a burden to him. If you do a mitzvah with simcha, it's astronomically greater than doing it as if it appears to you as a burden in a very, very wholesome and a very, very weary way. The bishar mitzvos kain, if this is true with the rest of mitzvos, how much more so when it comes to performing chesed? Because not only when you do chesed b'simcha are you serving Hashem b'simcha, but the whole foundation, the whole essence of the chesed gets strengthened by the midas simcha. Why? Why does simcha really amplify? What is really heighten and strengthen the mitzvah of chesed? Why specifically simcha? Chad one, shechaveri yachol lekabel the chesed biyoter kalus. When you're doing the chesed b'simcha in a very beautiful way, it's a lot easier for your friend to receive this kindness. He sees how happy you are. He sees how incredible you're doing it. V'odin, furthermore, shechaveri tchazik b'masherei sha'acher rotzei la'azro. And your friend gets strength when he sees, wow, someone else wants to help him. And it means so much to him. It means the world to him. So when we do chesed with a sense of simcha, it's tremendous. The recipient can take it on so much more easily. He's much more comfortable. And it also gives him such strength to see, wow, someone else really, really wants to help me. What a beautiful, beautiful thing. And it gives him great strength. V'nishma heitiv, and this is really, we can now readily understand, she'ita ba'avostar of Nasan. In the Heilige Avostar of Nasan, this is a tremendous, tremendous line. This is a real collector's item. A real collector's item out here. What does the Avostar of Nasan say? The Avostar of Nasan. Havei mekabel kol dama sefer panam yafos. The Mishan Avos says, we should greet everybody with a cheery face, with a happy face. Ketzad, how? How do we explain this? Milamed teaches us. She'im natan adam lechaveru kol matanos tovos sheba'olam. Let's say somebody gives to his friend all the gifts in the world. Upanav kevushim ba'aretz. But his face is downtrodden. His face is lying in the dirt. He's all salty. He's all upset. He gives him all the gifts, but he looks so distraught. Ma'le alav akatuv kilo natan lo klum. It's considered as if he didn't give him anything. You can give somebody all the gifts in the world, but if you look like it's a burden, you look upset about it, you look aggravated by it, it's as if you gave him nothing. But conversely, but if you greet your friend with a cheery way, then even if you don't give him anything, it's considered, wow. But if you greet your friend with a happy face, even if you can't give him any gifts, it's as if you gave him all the gifts in the world. What a powerful, powerful Mamari Chazal. So sometimes we don't always have the ability to give, and we don't always have the ability to give, and we just don't. But when we give a smile, when we give a warmth, when we give a positive energy, you're giving your friend everything in the world. You're giving him life, you're giving him chiyut. So always remember that. Oh, I can't take him out to lunch. I can't buy him anything. You could always give him your heart. You could always give him a worn smile. And that's equivalent to all the gifts in the world. More precious than gold. Savor panam yafot, smiling at somebody. That's priceless. That's something that lives on forever. Shrichi manalos, so it's chesed b'simcha. We have to do chesed b'simcha. V'lakir kama gadol chalkeinu b'ma sha'anu yicholim v'sayel l'chaverinu. We have to recognize how great is our portion that we're able to help our friends. What an incredible, incredible opportunity. V'od, Kishem Shim Haitalanu, he's damnus l'say el Adam Gadol. Let's say with the opportunity to help an Adam Gadol, a great Jew, in Ilan Agis, let's say with the opportunity to help somebody, a big man, a great person. Hainu Osim at Zebesimcha. We would do it very, very quickly and very, very happily. Kain Srichim l'smoch b'siyo kol Adam. So too we have to be happy with how we help all people. Ki kol echad chashuv ma'od, because everybody's important. Sharehum nivra b'tzelem elokim, because created in the image of Hashem. If with the opportunity to help an Adam Gadol, help a celebrity, help somebody chashuv, we would run to do it. We would go crazy. We'd post it on every single social media outlet. We have to remember everybody's important. Created b'tzelem elokim, in the image of the Lord above. And we should be so ecstatic and exuberant to help everybody. Vafilu imenu margish simcha panimis. Let's say we don't feel this internal joy. Someone wants to help us. We don't feel it internally. Mikom akom. Nevertheless, im yakuf et atzmo. Lasot et hachesed v'simcha chitzonis. If we force ourselves to do the chesed with an external happiness, we push ourselves with an external happiness. As a chitzonis to orer to panimis. The externals will influence the internals. I'm not feeling yet. Okay, fake until you make it. They say, oh, we got this. And work quickly to do the chesed and put our effort in. And then eventually our internals will be lit up as well. V'itbonena adam, a person should think, im echad shol mucha is a tova. Somebody asks you to do a favor. Why does he have to do it with such a downtrodden face? So upset, all salty. Im echol atal asotu b'sever panim yafud. If he could just as easily do it with a happy face. Halo ben kach ben kach taset chesed. No matter what, he's going to do it anyways. You know you're going to help your friend. You know you're going to be of great assistance. So why do you choose to be all salty and all upset? Put on that smile. Put on a happy face. Yeah. Why do we got to do that? We're going to do it anyways. Might as well do it the right way. And if your friend asks you something nice, it's a very nice thing to do a little more than you even asked. Your friend asks a favor, do a little extra. Do a little more. Because if you do more than he requested, then you're showing him that your desire is to help him. And you're not just doing it to be yoytzi zayin. What a beautiful practical eitzah. Somebody asks you for help with something, they ask for a little bit of help, go the extra mile. Help even more. Add a little bit more. Do more. Because then you're showing very, very clearly you really loved helping him. And it was a great, great zechut for you. And you weren't just trying to be yotzi. You didn't have any other ulterior motive in mind. Let's do one more paragraph. Amru Chazal Nedorim. It says in Nedorim, Arba Chashuvim Kemes. There are four people in this world that are considered dead. Wow. That's the Gemara Nedarim. An Ani, a poor person. Mitzoyra, somebody that has saras. Vesuma, unfortunately a blind person. Umisha'im lobanim, somebody doesn't have children. Those are the four that are chashuvim, considered like dead in this world. Veshamati b'shem agor Rochaim Shmuelovitz. Rochaim Shmuelovitz writes, he was the Rosh Hashiva of the Mir. He wrote an incredible, incredible sefer called the Sichus Musar. Highly recommend it. He shows the beauty of Torah, the Pesuki, Mamrei Chazal, brings them to tremendous life. I heard in the name of Chaim Shmuelovitz, but he writes this in the Sichus Musar. What's the reason that these four people are considered dead? Shatam, Shekulam, Chashuvim, Kemes. Why are they considered dead, unfortunately? Hu mishum she'enu yichlim lasot chesed b'shleimus. Because they're not able to perform chesed in the fullest way. That's why they're considered dead in this world. Because they can't fulfill chesed shleimus. Fulfilling chesed is what really brings us life. A poor person needs others. Doesn't have any money to give. The Mitzorah has to dwell outside the camp. He's isolated. He's in bidud, as we say today. He's all alone. He's limited in his ability to give. A blind person constantly needs the assistance of others. Somebody doesn't have children, unfortunately. He's lacking the opportunity to constantly give to his children. Mishen yachol asok b'chesed, somebody who can't engage fully in chesed, ain lo chiyus, doesn't have full chiyus. K'mozeh she'osek b'chesed, like somebody who is able to perform chesed. She'ein davar she'mechazek et alev ha'adam, because nothing strengthens the heart of a person yoter me'hasimcha she'margish, more than the happiness that he feels, k'shara'eich she'acherim smeichim mechamaso, when he sees that others are happy because of his efforts. That gives us tremendous joy, tremendous life, tremendous energy. So, the Night Seder Chevra on Zoom, we keep plugging, we keep schwitzing, we keep grinding. We must always remember, oh, whoa, 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 always remember, holy Jews. These are pearls, these are diamonds, this is eternal. Then when we have the opportunity to help somebody, we should run, like our forefathers, our patriarchs and the matriarchs. We saw with Avram and Sarah, and now we saw with Rivka. They didn't just do chesed. As it says in Micha, it has to be an avos chesed. We have to love to do chesed with a tremendous joy, tremendous elation and ecstasy. Ki hem chayeni v'arech yameini, it's our lifeline. So when we have these opportunities, I'm not going to be salty about it. I'm not going to go, ugh. When our parents ask us to help someone, or our friends ask, we're not going to say anymore, oh, seriously, okay, and then throw it all away. We're going to say, yes, thank you. Thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you, Mr. Meister. Thank you for the opportunity for me to tap into my eternal light. So, Ezra's Hashem, whenever the opportunity presents itself, and they always come, they're always there, should always perform chesed with a tremendous sense of simcha. Yishkoach gadol.